The uprising by Mau Mau nationalists in 1950s Kenya was ruthlessly put down by the British colonial government. The Kenya Human Rights Commission estimates that 90,000 Kenyans were killed or maimed and 160,000 detained. Torture and rape were common. More than 50 years later, British Foreign Secretary William Hague has apologised and agreed to pay compensation.
The agreement includes payment of a settlement sum in respect of 5,228 claimants, as well as a gross costs sum, to the total value of £19.9 million. The government will also support the construction of a memorial in Nairobi to the victims of torture and ill-treatment during the colonial era.
In Kenya, Mau Mau veterans and campaigners watched and welcomed the apology, but said the compensation was not enough.
Sisi tulifungwa miaka kumi. Mimi nilifungwa miaka saba na baba wangu.
I was detained for 7 years with my father who raised me, so the issue of $3,500 is far from the amount that I should have been paid, or my father, or anyone else who was there during the fight.
The deal was reached after a British court ruled last year that three elderly Mau Mau veterans who suffered castration, rape and beatings could sue the government. The lawyer representing the Mau Mau, Martin Day, says it's been a history lesson for Britain.
Post-World War II, when the mood of everybody was that the Germans and the Japanese did absolutely terrible things to people and we were rather a cut above. I think what this is first lesson is that in fact we have done just as bad things at times.
Britain had tried for 3 years to block legal action, arguing that responsibility passed to Kenya upon its independence in 1963 and that the claim was brought after the legal time limit. Both arguments were rejected in court. Human rights campaigner Peter Tatchell says the way the government fought back was insulting.
Even the colonial administrators of the time admitted that these abuses were happening. So I do not understand why, in good conscience, the British government held out and fought so long and hard to deny this compensation and apology.
Tatchell says thousands more people were abused during British colonial rule.
I hope this agreement will now pave the way for an apology and compensation for the victims of British colonial repression in other territories, such as Malaya, Aden and Cyprus. They were subjected to similar abuses, and it's time they got justice.
The British government says it does not believe the settlement with Mau Mau veterans sets a precedent. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.